Your online feature will begin in just a moment. First, a reminder that BBN is a listener-supported Christian radio and internet ministry. To support us, click donations at bbnradio.org. That's donations at bbnradio.org.
It's time to pray.
I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth.
It's time for All America
. As we prepare to pray for our nation today, John 6 verses 1 through 9 reminds us that there is nothing beyond our Lord's power and no one beyond our Lord's mercy. Listen to these words. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? That was John 6, 1 through 9. Now will you join me as we pray for our nation together? Heavenly Father, thank you for your power and for your provision for those who love and follow you. You have faithfully blessed our nation because we have been built upon the principles and the virtues of godly character. But our faith as a nation has faltered. We've gone astray from those moorings. We have become spiritually starved, not because we lack sustenance. Your word gives us all that we need for life and godliness. We starve because we consume our own lusts and ideals. And even those of us who trust in you fail to recognize that the gospel still has power to feed all who hear and believe. Please forgive us, Father, for our lack of faith. We pray for those in our country who are in need. We pray for the poor, for those without jobs, for those struggling under the burden of a sluggish U.S. economy. We pray for those in our country facing serious illness and health conditions. We pray for the elderly and for the needs that they face. May Christians show compassion toward those who need help. Bless us with resources that we may minister to others in our communities. We pray today for our president, that you would grant him safety and health. We pray for him and for those all around him. Guide him with wisdom in the matters that he considers and that he speaks on this week. Also, be with Vice President Harris and others in the administration. Direct the thoughts of all of our leaders regarding the unfolding tensions between Israel and Iran. And we pray for the many problems facing our nation to be resolved, but we would ask that your wisdom would be applied to the various solutions needed. We pray for the economic stability of our country, for our government leaders, our lawmakers, all to develop the discipline and the character that they need in order to manage our nation's resources responsibly. And we pray for all who are in authority, that they might exercise their authority according to your will. May Christians holding office stand for what is right without wavering. And may we all overcome the darkness of this world that is shrouded in our sin, fearful of death and hell. May we know him who is victor over the grave and conqueror over sin. May the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his glorious resurrection change hearts and lives in our country and in the whole world. We pray, dear Father, that you would be glorified in our nation. We pray that you would be Lord over the hearts of our people. And we pray that you would be pleased to bless us. May we truly be a godly nation. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
That concludes the online feature. By the way, BBN is on social media. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.